This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour newscast recorded on Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. Unions in Britain are making it clear that U.S. President Donald Trump is not welcome in the U.K. Mr. Trump has been invited to visit the country by British Prime Minister Theresa May, but no date has been set for the visit. Speaking at the annual conference of the British Trades Union Congress this week, TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady said trade unionists in Britain were fed up.
With a USA president who seems to think that local protesters are just as bad as the neo-fascists marauding through their town. Congress, let there be no mistake, the trade union movement here in the UK stands with our US brothers and sisters in saying we condemn those anti-Semitic, women-hating, white supremacist thugs. And if President Trump sets a foot on our soil, the TUC will be proud to lead a peaceful protest. Let's send a message. Donald Trump, you are not welcome here.
Unions around the world are lobbying national politicians to support an international law on gender-based violence at work. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
UN's International Labour Organization has agreed to put an item about violence and harassment against women and men on the agenda of its 2018 conference. The ILO is the UN agency specialized on matters of work in the world. With approval of its government, employer, and labour union representatives, it produces international laws called conventions. If a country adopts a convention, it becomes part of the nation's legal infrastructure. The ILO's decision to consider a convention on gender-based violence at work comes after a long-running campaign conducted by the International Labour Movement. The campaign is being coordinated by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labour centres such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress. Chidi King is the head of the Equality Department of the ITUC. In a Radio Labour interview, Ms. King was asked if there are particular forms of violence against women and men the ITUC is most concerned about.
Well, I think we're concerned about all forms of violence against women, really, which can take many shapes, whether it's physical abuse, including assault, battery, attempted murder, sexual violence, including rape and sexual assault, you know, verbal abuse, bullying, psychological abuse, intimidation, sexual harassment, stalking, threats of violence. I mean, the list is quite long. And, you know, whilst there's some extreme forms of violence, which we can all easily recognize and say, you know, this is unacceptable, it needs to be stopped. Other seemingly minor forms of intimidation and harassment and coercion sometimes take place over extensive periods of time and can have devastating effects. And we've seen some of these even leading up to acts of suicide. So I think our objective is really zero tolerance on all forms of violence against women in the workplace. Recognizing, of course, that different measures need to be applied according to the severity of the violence that we're talking about. But prevention is what we're aiming about at its, and zero tolerance.
Ms. King was asked if violence against women is decreasing or on the rise.
All the anecdotal evidence that we have suggests that it is on the rise. And this has to do not only with the fact that we have more women than ever in the workforce today, and therefore, of course, a corresponding increase in that numerical sense. But it's also to do with the fact that the world of work is changing dramatically. When you look at where women are positioned in the workplace, it's usually, you know, not exclusively, but too often in forms of work which are precarious or informal, where there is little or no union organizing. And in fact, sometimes organization by trade unions is actively discouraged through threats and violence. It's where women have little autonomy or voice in the workplace, and therefore are more exposed to forms of violence.
The ILO has sent a questionnaire to its member states asking for their views on the need for a binding convention on violence against women and men in the workplace. The deadline for returning the questionnaires is September 22nd.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.